For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. In 1875, Mark Twain penned a letter to his three-year-old daughter, Susie, posing as Santa Claus. Twain's letter from Santa Claus is a sweet and touching note to his daughter and a glimpse into the Clemens household in Hartford.
Palace of St. Nicholas, in the moon, Christmas morning. My dear Susie Clemens, I have received and read all the letters which you and your little sister have written me by the hand of your mother and your nurses. I have also read those which you little people have written me with your own hands. For although you did not use any characters that are in grown people's alphabet, you used the characters that all children in all lands on earth and in the twinkling stars use. And as all my subjects...
Mark Twain's endearing turn as Santa Claus was written in 1875, a year of transition for the writer, according to James Golden, director of education at the Mark Twain House and Museum in Hartford.
In 1875, Mark Twain had not yet published Tom Sawyer. He was still working on it. His early reputation was mostly made as a travel writer and lecturer. So he's a new father, with very young children, a new home, looking to shift his career away from the road and the lecture circuit and to be more domestic.
I went down your chimney at midnight when you were asleep and delivered them all myself and kissed both of you too because you are good children, well-trained, nice-mannered, and about the most obedient little people I ever saw.
Well, there's a couple things in it that are really interesting to me, one of which is the focus on the house itself. There's a reference to a speaking tube, which we still have on display, that goes from the nursery and the second floor down to the kitchen. So they're already describing the technical complexity of the house. The girls are asked to use it to talk to Santa. There's also descriptions of all the rooms, the front hall and the china cabinet. So that's actually a letter we've used to help us understand how the house looked.
Our last lot of kitchen furniture for dolls has just gone to a very poor little child in the North Star, away up in the cold country above the Big Dipper.
It has this amazing juxtaposition of flights of fancy and the delight in storytelling, the delight in complicated narratives, which a lot of his books have. There's also a little undercurrent of danger.
Then when I say, "Goodbye and a Merry Christmas to my little Susie Clemens," you must say, "Goodbye, good old Santa Claus. I thank you very much, and please tell that little snowflake I will look at her star tonight, and she must look down here."
Susie was the oldest daughter. She was very close to her father. She was also a writer. She was a playwright and a poet. So he's somebody who really celebrated his daughter's intellects. And you can see that very closely with Susie and the emphasis he placed on her own literature. Unfortunately, she did not have a long life. She passed away when she was in her mid-20s from spinal meningitis. And it was an absolute tragedy from which the family never really recovered emotionally. This is a long letter. He's not just dashing off a little short note saying, "Yep, I got your requests." He's really putting time and thought into this, and that's time and thought that could be spent elsewhere. It shows the importance of his family and the importance of domesticity to him and why that house in Hartford was so meaningful. And this letter is written just the beginning of that time in Hartford, their second Christmas in the new home. That is meaningful, and it shows just that how important that sense of permanence and stability in family was to him.
That was James Golden, director of education at the Mark Twain House and Museum in Hartford. Twain's Letter from Santa Claus was read by Mike Ziska. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.
Whenever you are naughty and somebody points to that mark which your good old Santa Claus's boot made on the marble, what will you say, little sweetheart? "Goodbye for a few minutes, till I come down to the world and ring the kitchen doorbell. Your loving Santa Claus, whom people sometimes call the Man in the Moon."